Joe Shanks woke suddenly, gasping and wide-eyed. A red-furred doe looked down at him, hands on hips and face smirking.
"I thought you were going to sleep all day," she said.
It was Emma, the newly promoted doctor whose expert care had helped him heal after the battle for Cloud Mountain. "Hard to sleep," Joe said, trying to breathe easy and slow his racing heart, "when strange does hover over you with judgmental looks." She grinned. Then her smile slowly faded.
"I'm leaving, Joe."
"What?" He rubbed at his eyes and sat up.
"You're what?"
"I'm leaving," Emma repeated, pouring a small measure of purple fluid from a jar into Joe's cup.
"And so are you."
I'm sorry, Emma. Hold on. I'm not quite awake yet. I was dreaming." He hesitated, then smiled. "I sometimes dream of shooting arrows again for prizes and glory." Emma handed him the cup and smiled.
"Take this. It's your last draft. The Archer's Cup. The cup final. Drink it up, Joe."
He smiled. "Hopefully I'll fare better with this one."
"Barely losing to Nate Flynn is no bad outcome," she said.
Joe had lost a close contest with the legendary Flynn just before coming to Cloud Mountain as part of his elite archery unit, the Bracers. "Where are we going?" He drained the cup with a grimace.
"Well,"
she began, stoppering the jar and setting it back on a shelf,
"I'm going to Harbone Citadel. They have an outbreak of blue fever. They need help."
"But that's so far, and so dangerous. Can't they send someone else?" "It's all dangerous, Joe," she said, taking the cup back and setting it down on the table.
"I didn't become a doctor so I could be safe, just like you didn't choose to be a soldier for safety. They have sick there, and many of them are children. They're scared. I'm going."
Joe nodded. He had come to respect Emma as a more than competent doctor during the weeks of his recovery. But more than respect, he valued her friendship. While his wounds healed, she became his primary connection to what was happening in the world. She had shared Heather Longtreader's gripping story of the dramatic rescue and rise of King Jupiter's heir, carried off in large part by Heather's brother, Pickett. Emma also shared details about the challenges facing the long-hidden heir's fledgling coalition. Prince Smalden Joveson, Smalls, as his friends called him, was building an alliance to take on Morbin Blackhawk's Prelord Tyranny, and Joe was eager to be released from the hospital so he could be a part of it.
"Where am I going?" he asked. "Home, I think. Half wind. Anyway, I'm releasing you and you'll be someone else's problem." She smiled. "Your shoulder will hurt for a while, but you're well enough to be out of here. I'll miss you, Joe. I wish you well."
"Thank you, Emma," he said. "You've made me well, and you've been a good friend. May your feet find the next stone." He touched his ears, eyes, and mouth, closing his eyes for a moment. When he looked up, she was gone. Joe gathered his few possessions into his pack and left the hospital. He was keen to meet up with his unit, but there was one stop he felt he must make. A few minutes later, he walked into the Savory Den, joining the line of hungry diners moving up to be served. He was starving and had wanted to feast in this incredible eatery again ever since being confined to the hospital, eating mild meals designed to help him heal. This place had food to bring a buck back from the dead, not just from some battle wounds. Joe stretched, feeling the tight muscles and lingering pain, especially in his shoulder. He gazed around, hoping to spot the portly proprietor, Master Gort, but couldn't find him. Then he heard a shout from inside the kitchen.
"Breastwork! I told you not to add anything to this dish, but you seem to have added everything!"
That was Gort, and Joe smiled as the shouting continued.
"Everything's not nothing, is it, you air-brained apprentice?"
"It's only a little salt,"
the high-pitched voice of the apprentice replied.
"And a teensy handful or two of all your other spices. It's going to taste amazingly."